总统英语热点话题跟特朗普学英语，欢迎来到漏斗英语。大家好，我是漏斗 Alan。 我们除了这个跟特朗普学英语这个专辑之外，我们还有另外两个英文专辑，秒杀中式英语和对答入流。一个是解决英语中的八股句啊，一网打尽英语情境对话中的一些八股句啊。另外一个节目呢，是有关日常会话中最常用的一些短语跟字词啊，有兴趣的朋友可以去收听另外两个专辑。好，我们今天来继续解读前夫被箭在的前妻利木贝这一篇文章。Now, people think that I'm dead, said Mr. Hato, 75 from Scotland. My phone hasn't run for 3 or 4 months. I have been confused by it all, but now I know why nobody has been calling. I don't even want to be buried. I plan to be cremated. Mr. Hato declared, I'm still alive, as he stood beside his headstoneand said reports of his death had been greatly exaggerated. 好，我们解读一下啊。People think that I'm dead. 啊，人们觉得我死了。啊，said Mr. Hato. 这个人叫 Hato 先生 ,75 from Scotland. 75岁，啊，来自于苏格兰。My phone hasn't run for 3 or 4 months. 我电话没有响过三四个月了。Ring, ran, run, 啊 ,run, r-u-n-g 是 ring 的过去分词啊 ,r-a-n-g 是过去时啊。My phone hasn't run for 3 or 4 months. I have been confused. I have been confused, 啊我一直觉得很纳闷啊我一直觉得很困惑 ,confused, c-o-n-f-u-s-e-d, by it all, 对这一切啊关于这一切我觉得非常的困惑。But now, I know why nobody has been calling. 啊现在我总算整明白了为什么 nobody has been calling, 一直没人给我打电话。I don't even want to be buried. 我其实根本都不想被埋葬啊不希望被 buried, b-u-r-i-e-d, 被埋着啊意思就是土葬啊被我放到这个墓地里面啊我不希望这样被埋葬。I plan to be cremated, 我们前面那个人体堆肥啊那里边这个也提到了 cremated, 就是这个火化的意思 ,c-r-e-m-a-t-e, cremated. 啊我希望被火化啊他这个给我立一个墓碑这算啥意思啊 ?Mr. Hato declared, 他宣称 D-C-L-A-L-E, declared, 他宣称 I'm still alive, 他宣布啊我还活着呢 ,as he stood beside his headstone, 来他站在他这个写着他名字这个墓碑边上向世人宣告我老汉依然还健在呢啊。As he stood beside, 站在什么边上呢 ?headstone, 啊 ,gravestone 跟 headstone 都是墓碑的意思啊。head, h-e-a-d, s-t-o-n-e, and said, 啊他说 ,reports of his death had been greatly exaggerated, 啊关于他死亡的这个新闻呢被极大的夸大了 ,greatly, 极大的 exaggerated。Exaggeration 就是 E-X-A-G-G-E-R-A-T-I-O-N 就是名词形式的夸张夸大其词 Exaggerated、被夸大了好我们把这篇文、这两段再读一下 People think that I'm dead said Mr. Hato 75 from Scotland My phone hasn't run for 3 or 4 months I've been confused by it all But now I know why nobody has been calling I don't even want to be buried I plan to be cremated Mr. Hato declared, I'm still alive, as he stood beside his headstone and said reports of his death had been greatly exaggerated. 好，我们下次节目再见，谢谢大家。